to Gareda. Wednesday, October 13th, 9:30 p.m. It was 9 hours flight time to Kontag Airport in Gareda. The cabin was dark. Most of them slept. Kenner, as usual, stayed awake, sitting in the back with Sunjung, talking quietly. Peter Evans woke up about 4 hours into the flight. His toes still burned from the Antarctic episode, and his back was very sore from his being bounced around in the flash flood. But the pain in his toes reminded him that he was supposed to check them daily to see if they were becoming infected. He got up and went to the back of the plane where Kenner was sitting. He pulled off his socks and inspected his toes. "Sniff 'em," Kenner said. "What?" "Smell them. If you have any gangrene, you'll smell it first." "They hurt?" "Burn, mostly just at night." Kenner nodded. "You'll be all right. I think you'll keep them all." Evans sat back, thinking how strange it was to have a conversation about losing his toes. Somehow it made his back hurt more. He went into the bathroom at the back of the plane and rummaged through the drawers looking for painkillers. All they had was Advil, so he took that, then came back. "That was a clever story you arranged in Honolulu," he said. "Too bad it didn't work on Ted." Kenner just stared. "It's not a story," Sunjung said. "There were 3 murders yesterday." "Oh, and they ate somebody?" "That was the report." "Oh," Evans said. Going forward into the dark cabin, Evans saw Sarah sitting up. She whispered, "Can't sleep?" "No, a little achy. You?" "Yeah, toes hurt from the frostbite." "Me too." She nodded toward the galley. "Any food back there?"
"I think so."
She got up, headed back. He trailed after her. She said, "The tops of my ears hurt too."
"Mine are okay," he said.
She rummaged around, found some cold pasta. She held a plate out to him. He shook his head. She spooned out a plate for herself and began to eat.
"So how long have you known Jennifer?"
"I don't really know her," he said. "I just met her recently at the law office."
"Why is she coming with us?"
"I think she knows Kenner."
"She does," Kenner said from his chair.
"How?"
"She's my niece."
"Really?"
Sarah said.
"How long has she been your niece?" "Never mind, I'm sorry, it's late."
"She's my sister's kid. Her parents died in a plane crash when she was 11.
"Oh."
"She's been on her own a lot."
"Oh."
Evans looked at Sarah and thought once again that it was a kind of trick, how she could get up from sleeping and appear beautiful and perfect. And she had on that perfume that had driven him quietly crazy from the moment he first smelled it.
"Well," Sarah said, "she seems very nice."
"I don't, there's nothing..."
"It's fine," she said. "You don't have to pretend with me, Peter."
"I'm not pretending," he said, leaning slightly closer, smelling her perfume.
"Yes, you are."
She moved away from him and sat down opposite Kenner.
"What happens when we get to Gareda?" she said.